This summer has been a hot one, but was it as unprecedented as it seemed? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daryl Kaufman, Regents Professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Northern Arizona University, determines the answer using history.
When was it ever this hot before? Some news outlets reported that daily temperatures in July hit a 100,000-year high. That claim may well be correct, but the geologic record extending back millennia is blurred. Paleoclimate scientists like me are reluctant to compare the long-term record of past temperature with today's short-term extremes. Nonetheless, even before this year's heat waves, we could see that the Earth had entered a new climate state, one characterized by a global warming level that exceeds 1 degree Celsius, warmer than pre-industrial times. This level of global warming, or warmer, will likely persist for centuries, even under the most optimistic scenarios in which humans stop burning fossil fuels. This multi-century period of ongoing global warming can be reliably compared to the blurry temperature records of the past. The youngest candidate for a multi-century interval with temperatures higher than the 1 degree warming level was roughly 125,000 years ago, prior to the last major ice age. At that time, average temperature was probably no more than a degree and a half above pre-industrial levels, not much higher than now. Without rapid and sustained reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, the Earth is currently on course to reach a warming level of roughly 3 degrees by the end of the century, and possibly quite a bit higher. From there, we would need to look back millions of years to find a climate state with temperatures as high. That would take us back to the previous geologic epoch, the Pliocene, when the Earth's climate was a distant relative of the one that sustained the rise of human civilization.
That was Daryl Kaufman of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.